was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station, 705 on October the 7th, 5 after 7. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Lovely to have such a beautiful Monday morning. Wondering what everybody did over the weekend. I know we were chocked full from Friday afternoon on in all of the events. And October seems to be that kind of season. We'll be talking about events in just a moment. But let's talk about your week and your forecast. Mostly sunny today. Temperatures are going to soar to around 79. A beautiful day. Mostly clear tonight. Temperatures around 55. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Slight chance of showers Thursday night around 54. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with 69. Partly cloudy around 47. Love that forecast. No rain in the forecast. And that's still time for you to get in and move stuff around in your storage unit.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when you say they soar to 79, as opposed to soaring to 112, mm-hmm. is much better. I like that much better.
Well, it's currently 47, so that's kind of somewhat of a soar.
A soar. It soared all the way up to 47. Hey, let's go visit our Wells Fargo advisors and Josh Wiley today for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, markets are off to a negative start this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 112 points at 14,961, while the Nasdaq's down 19 at 3,788. And the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,680. Oil's down $1.71 at $102.13 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.69%. Gold's up $8.50 this morning at $1,318, while silver's up 21 cents at $21.96 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's down 18 cents at $37.02, Home Depot's down 35 cents at $75.43, and Johnson & Johnson's down 93 cents at $86.38. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Wait, that is wonderful, and we'll hear again from Josh. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it really has been a ride. You know, we're going to get Josh and one of the gang on from Wells Fargo. Just to do an interview, like, what's it been like this month? What's happening? How are you? You can't tell me that you don't go to bed at night and think about the numbers.
Well, yeah, we're going to get to know all of them, meet people of the Wells Fargo. We know they're on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because it has been a ride. You know, you can't tell what's happening. That's Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Hey, Bad Bob, do we get a chance to say hello to you yet?
Not yet.
Well, good morning.
How was your weekend?
Rather busy. Went to Tom Bosenko's campaign kickoff on Friday night and met a lot of great people. Lou White just had it. Brenda and I just falling out of our chairs. Great storyteller as well as an excellent musician. Saw lots of familiar faces and it was an excellent event.
Excellent.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. Well, you know, let's take a quick break and we'll get back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. See what the government is closing down this week. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Good morning, my friends. 47 degrees out there. 7:14 in the morning.
It is the 7th of October. That's right.
September's went by.
You know what this day is?
Yes. Right. Yes, I do.
To remind him after the show.
No, I know what it is.
This day is. We won't talk about it on the air, but it's a special, it's kind of a special anniversary for Carl and I.
So. That's right. There we go. Hey, with us is Debbie Weiland, who is with the Medicare Open Enrollment.
With HICAP.
HICAP. Mm-hmm. And could you tell us what that is?
HICAP is a state and federally funded nonprofit program to help those on Medicare understand what it's all about, find insurance. That to help pay what Medicare doesn't pay, different programs to help pay premiums and co-pays.
And this is a private organization then?
Private organization under the umbrella of Legal Services of Northern California, funded through PSA2 out of YRECA, AAA. And so we're just, our main goal is Medicare, helping them understand what it's all about.
So our guest this morning is Debbie Weiland. Could you please, and did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
It's Weiland. How did you get involved? Did this personally touch your life, or have you been working along with the services, this organization? How did you personally get involved?
I've been with the program, will be 13 years in January. Started out as receptionist. Grew in the ranks, and when my program manager retired, I was asked nicely to move into the position. I've been program manager for the last 9 years. I believe. And so just it's a good program. I've enjoyed it. It's one that I'm not stuck in the office. I can get out when I need to. I can be in the office when I need to. So it's a good program helping the beneficiaries. Our program serves five counties, Shasta, Lassen, Modoc, Siskiyou, and Trinity. So this time of year, spring, fall, I travel the five counties, going out and outreaching to all the seniors, anyone on Medicare.
I just have a quick question, I'm sorry. What might be, in fact, we didn't look at each other and we just took a breath for that question. What might be, like, for instance, for our listeners, the number one asked question that might be the most confusing of just assuming that it's this way, but it really is this way?
Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. The seniors, those on Medicare, are so worried about the Affordable Care Act, the marketplace covered California, interfering, getting in the way of their Medicare.
Will it?
No. Everyone on Medicare, the Affordable Care Act is for those that have no insurance. Those on Medicare have insurance, so they have nothing else to worry about. They are excluded from any penalties, tax problems, if they have Medicare. So they stay out of the way of Covered California, the marketplace.
There's a lot of the health plans or insurance plans that, if they're grandfathered in, and Medicare is one of those that are grandfathered that they're safe on. If they're grandfathered in and it's under a system that is not offering health care here, and a few others pulled out, then it becomes an impact. But if you're on Medicare, you should be okay.
Right.
What are the, when people get on Medicare, it seems to be there's less doctors offering to take Medicare. Is this my imagination or is this true?
We've been told. Every year I see clients coming in with their doctor has decided to leave the Medicare world. But then again, and I've seen on TV and reports that the North State is losing doctors all the way around. So hopefully the hospitals and clinics will all search for Medicare providers and non-Medicare providers to serve our North State.
Well, one of the strikes against Medicare is that they pay very slowly. And this is one of the things, this is why doctors are opting out. And I know doctors, I saw this 4 years ago. We're no longer taking Medicare. And this is before, way before Obamacare.
Yeah.
Because of that reason.
Yeah, we've seen that. A few years ago, a husband and wife brought in letters. They both see the same doctor. He was a veteran, seeing a private doctor on the, also beside with this health situation. She was going to stay with the doctor. He was going to go back to the clinic, VA clinic. So it's things going on.
Okay.
Yeah, just doctors come, doctors go. It's hard. You hate to see a good doctor leave the North State, leave the Medicare world.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Debbie Weiland is our guest from High Point?
High Cap.
I'm sorry, High Cap. An organization to assist people with their questions on Medicare and other questions like that. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Event of the year is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium on November 9th. Food, fun, friends, and entertainment are on the agenda for the night. Be sure to reserve your table now at gnrm.org for the Good News Rest Commission's 5th Annual Harvest of Hope Banquet, where you will be among the first to hear a very special and important announcement. In addition to a fun-filled evening, you will hear a dynamic guest speaker, Mike Yonkowski, author of Under the Overpass, A Journey of Faith on the Streets of America. Mike speaks nationwide, and his amazing book is currently being produced into a movie. This premier event could not happen without the generosity of our underwriters, Chronic Disaster Services, Dignity Health, Reading Bank of Commerce, KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Be the bridge of hope in our community and join us for the Harvest of Hope Banquet. Space is limited and time is short. To join the Good News Rescue Mission for the Harvest of Hope Banquet, go to gnrm.org to reserve your table now.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 47 degrees, 723 out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, 47 degrees. Wrap your hands around a mug of the coffee you want. A cafe, espresso, latte. They can make it all right down there at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk next door and get, have the finest humidor in the state to walk through.
And fall is in the air, so I'm sure that they're going to have, I'll find out today, I'm sure they always have some kind of pumpkin latte.
Oh yeah.
Special.
They do.
Coffee, concoction that's wonderful to share with your family members during the, during these holidays.
Okay. Our guest is Debbie Whalen, who is with HICAP.
HICAP, Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program.
HICAP. And she's talking about the and Medicare and some of the things about it. We talked about that your Medicare is not going to be touched by Obamacare if you have it. The fact is, too, is that but people need to sign up for different aspects of it. It's just not an automatic.
Right.
And you may have to pay for part of it. Is that correct?
You enroll into Medicare through the Social Security office. Or online. Your Medicare Part A, your hospital coverage, is generally free to you. You've paid your Medicare taxes all your working life. So when you retire and go on to Medicare, it's free. Medicare Part B premium pays doctors, labs, and x-rays. This year is $104.90. We haven't been told what it's going to be for next year. So you go through the Social Security office and enroll into Medicare. They generally refer you to us to... We run through and explain Medicare to you, show you what you can have to help you with the copays. Medicare Part A has a $11.56 deductible to go into the hospital. There are programs that will help you pay that, supplemental insurance, the Medicare Advantage World. Medicare Part B, there are programs to help you pay those premiums if you qualify under income and asset criteria. So we're there to help understand what it's all about and help you find programs that can help.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are confused. I know we just sat, we went down for the community breakfast on, Sunday in Anderson. And, you know, our good friend Trish Clark has been very involved in putting together the senior center there, and they had this big breakfast, and we were talking to people at the table. The, the Medicare ABCD. Mm-hmm. That's the confusion.
Yes.
People are, that's the conversation, by the way, that happened on Sunday. And somebody saying that in one of those numbers, their prescription, for next year did go up.
The Medicare drug plans have been announced. We have 30 of them for next year. The cheapest premium for a plan next year is $12.60. The largest premium is $100 and some.
So the Medicare did change.
The Affordable Care Act helped improve the drug plans by increasing assistance during the donut hole. This year, Medicare is paying 21% of the cost of all generic medications in the donut hole. That, I believe, goes to 27%. I'm not positive on that one next year. That once you get into the donut hole, that is getting smaller. Medicare pays for, helps pay for generics. The pharmaceutical companies are paying 52% of all brand name drugs once you get into the donut hole. The deductibles for the drug plans next year has gone down. This year it's $325 deductible. Next year it's going to be $310. So it, the plans are, because of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, helped make the copays that the beneficiaries pay less.
And why, then why are they saying it's going up?
I really don't know. We need to, that's what we're here for, to help understand what it's all about. The copays for the drug plans, the out-of-pocket cost for the drug plans is going down.
Okay. How come if people have military, have been in the military and they had TRICARE, which was their, form of health care, and then they were forced into the Medicare?
TRICARE says you have to have Medicare.
Right. And then, now, then they get charged just like everybody else. Then they get the $104.90
a month,
too.
Medicare Part B, yes.
And then, so do they need a D, though?
No.
And what's a C?
C is the Medicare Advantage world. That enrollment period also starts October 15th. Those with TRICARE, those with CalPERS, those with any kind of good retirement program, stay away from Medicare Part C and the D plans. You don't need them.
All right, but they do need the B plan.
They do need the B, yes.
Okay, which is the B plan is the one if you fall down and break your leg.
Right, but this is the doctor.
The day after your birthday.
Well, this is a perfect example of whether we choose it or not, it's changing.
Yes.
So you might as well know, it's kind of like if a law changes, you're driving your car, we see it outside, all of a sudden that lane that turned left no longer turns left. So you can get a ticket or you can hurt yourself or somebody else. So
get a hold of Debbie.
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you, Debbie?
Oh, our office is at 1647 Hartnell. Our phone number is 223-0999. Long distance, we have a toll-free 800-434-0222.
Okay, now if you have questions about Social Security or Medicare and programs that can help you pay for some of the deductibles and all this, if you're having problems, again, call Debbie, and her offices are down in Hartnell. But your number again is
223-0999.
There's so much to talk about here that people are going to need to talk to counselors down there, because we can ask 1,000 questions that just primarily just impact on us. So, is there any place in town that talks about Obamacare?
Covered California is the place to call for that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have that number.
That's okay. We'll find them. Yeah. We'll have them on, too, so they can talk about the extol the virtues of this.
Yep.
How it's going to save our healthcare system. Just a last minute here. Do you think with the number of doctors we have and the ones that aren't taking Medicare and then this a possible huge influx of new patients under the Obamacare plan that this could have a severe impact on our health care?
It could. I have to believe that somewhere there will be help.
Somebody's got a plan.
That it will all come about.
Yes, yeah. Somewhere there's a plan.
Yeah.
They're just keeping it secret from us.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes that stuff happens.
Sometimes that stuff happens. Okay. Debbie, thanks a lot. Again, your phone number?
223-0999.
All right, thanks. If you have any questions for on Medicare and supplements and how to get help, Debbie's willing to talk to you.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Debbie.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, you know, we're going to be talking Big Bike Weekend here this week. We're also going to be talking about Shasta County Office of Education is having a number of speakers this week talking about safety in schools and bullying. But we'll be right back after the news.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The prevention of bullying is an important issue. Two free community forums will be presented on Thursday, October 10th. The Women's Fund presents Wayne Sakamoto, Director of School Safety, to address how our community can reduce bullying. The lunch forum is from noon to 1:15 at the Reading Public Library. The evening program begins at 5:30 for all Shasta County parents, school staff, and community members at the Sequoia Middle School. The program is from 6 to 7:30. Registration for the free forums can be made at our website at shastarcf.org and the link to the Women's Fund community forum page.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Mundebach. It is 7:32 in the morning and 47 degrees out there, October the 7th. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber and his Estate Granite and more. From granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker, which just is outstanding.
He's such a generous guy. I mean, we've attended so many fundraisers. We either have emceed or somehow it's just been fundraiser city. And Mike Huber has been making his beautiful barbecue roaster and has donated it. And they're fabulous. We have one in our backyard.
You could call him the Uber builder of granite Uber kitchens and bathroom makeovers. Give him a call at 241-7866. 241-7866. Mike Huber and Estate Granite and more.
If you're just tuning in, it's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios, 7:33 on this beautiful morning. It looks like we're going to have temperatures almost at 80 degrees and mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 55. We'd like to tell you about Anselmo Vineyards and Opera at the Vineyards, which is happening October 12th. You can still get your tickets by calling 474-5546. Thursday night I had musical director and the person who put together that concert. So Opera in the Vineyards, October 12th. And gosh, we've got so much going on, but we're really excited about this next segment.
This weekend. Oh, that's my motorcycle sound.
Very good.
Connie Grenot is here. It must be big bike weekend. We see Connie in a lot of, you know what, so many other
Carl had his bike
things
out this
around
weekend.
Time. And But you see Connie, you know it's got to be
cleaning
big
it up.
Bike weekend.
And she's right. A hella bartender, I will add.
Oh, yes, you were there. I did see you. And wasn't that fun?
It was fun.
Which one? Okay, now which one? Oh, this was for?
For Tom.
Oh, okay. For Tom Vasenko.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did have a conflict, but we would have been there if we not had something else.
It was an
else.
Awesome event.
Any place
not a conflict
like,
with him, but a conflict
was
with...
Was it free booze?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, maybe we wouldn't have been there.
Oh, my good friend Lori Goyne had said, do you, you know, come and join us? And we said, well, you know, there were three things, a stacked evening. So, but our hearts go out to everybody that was there and good luck to Tom. And so anyway, we were talking about you over the weekend too. And here you are, a week of festivities. Tell us what goes on. How does the week break down?
Whoa. A lot. Okay, so if you haven't registered yet, you can register Thursday at the Holiday Inn from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to take pre-registration then. If you've already registered, you can pick up all your goodie bags and get all your stuff ready to go on the Remembrance Ride Friday night. Isn't it awesome? The gas prices are going down. The wind is going to die down the early part of the week, and the temperatures are going to go up. It's going to be perfect fall riding weather.
Fabulous.
This is the type of weekend weather for riding that you hope for. And so here it is. And you've got, I mean, there's so many things going on here. I mean, we're just not talking about your regular, raffle runs and, that kind of thing. But you've got a whole bunch of stuff starting Friday. Or is it going to start Thursday night or will it be Friday morning?
Well, we'll do the pre-registration on Thursday, but then really everything kicks off on Friday. Hey, and we would like to see some of your listeners come out on Friday afternoon to do the rock, paper, scissors, Rochambeau throwdown. We have an awesome prize belt for that winner. I hear some of the folks with Catalyst might be competing against that.
Okay.
What is it again? Can you give me a visual?
Rock, I know. Paper, scissors.
Rock,
yeah.
Paper, scissors, yeah. But yeah. You call it a showdown?
It's a throwdown.
Oh, throwdown.
So we're gonna have brackets and you can dress in costume if you'd like. Get into the spirit of the moment. Mike Mangus with KRCR is going to be the referee for that. So we want everything to be legitimate.
He's great.
He is great.
Mike, I can't imagine Mike ever saying something that wasn't truthful or something he truly believed. Mike Mangus, it's like.
I saw him there.
I picture him at the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
You know, walking off the mount. I mean, you know, I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean, Mike is a stand-up guy, so you couldn't have a better one for that. Okay, then we have what?
Then there's going to be a little Friday ride, guided ride, and then at each stop there's going to be some prizes given away, so that's going to be fun. We don't want to wear people out though, because you know, they have come in from out of town and we want them to enjoy the Remembrance Ride. So that's going to be an hour, beautiful ride that's led by the Reading Police Department and all of the visiting motor officers who are going to be here. And of course our police chief, I believe, is also going to be one of the lead bikes as well, because he is a motor officer also.
That's right.
Fantastic. So how does somebody get involved? They're thinking, oh, I really want to be involved with this Remembrance Ride. We hear people talk about it all, for the last 7 years that we've been here. Good friends of ours go on that every Friday, the opening night of Big Bike.
So you can just come down, register for it. It's $20, and that's for the Friday Remembrance Ride and the Saturday Veterans Honor Ride, which, you know, is an awesome ride that, Carl, you have been riding, pre-riding that, because Carl is going to be one of our road captains for that day, so you can join Carl. And Camping World has a special stop to honor our veterans also, so we're going to be having some munchies over there for them. But best of all, if you are a lady rider, you can really enjoy your day, because you can go on the Veterans Honor Ride, and then later on in the afternoon, we'll do a ladies-only ride with a special stop at View 202. They're going to be hosted to pink cocktails, because this is Think Pink Month. Appetizers, special parking. They are certainly going to get the VIP treatment at View 202.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, Friday night, when you say it's an hour-long ride, where do you start? What time does it begin?
We are kickstands up at 6 o'clock, and we're going to be leaving from a gated area at the Reading Airport. And then we're going to be going through around the county, then coming up down Churn Creek. So Churn Creek is the best spot to view the bikes as we head from airport to Churn Creek Bottom, Churn Creek, and then over to the Holiday Inn.
Okay. Wonderful.
Connie, you've got the VIP packages. Have you sold those out already?
We just have a couple left.
Have
but, you
a couple
know,
left?
Yep, we do.
Well, we've got some of the registration forms right here at KCNR. And also Bonnie Short just called me and says that.
Bonnie Sharp.
Bonnie Sharp called me and said that Big Bike Weekend registration forms are at the Turtle Bay Museum store, too. So they've still got some over there.
Good.
They can still
Excellent.
Sign up. All right, let's take a quick break, our guest Connie Greneau, and we're talking about the Big Bike Weekend once a year. And I want to talk about how it's grown and, you know, locations of it, the vendors, and how people can get there. Maybe they don't ride motorcycles, but they can still have a great time watching what's happening.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Woo!
Big Bike Weekend Week.
Monday.
And this is part of your show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, family owned, family operated. What can you say? Except Shasta Gas Propane. It's that time of the year. You're going to be needing that. 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a big shout out to, Mark Story and all the folks that came out to support, Haven Humane. on Saturday evening. It was a great turnout, and everybody, all the volunteers of Virginia Reader and the list goes on. Pat Wellman. I mean, I could never mention everybody that was involved. Of course, you know, Lou White and his band played as well. But it was a spectacular night. I know that we auctioned off, we were auctioneers, and it was a great night. So congratulations and thanks again to our wonderful community that comes out to support that. And if you're just tuning in, again, it's 50 degrees, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 79. Looks like we're going to have a spectacular week and a great week for writing. It is Big Bike Week. And with us is Connie Granoles. Of course, she is the queen of the event. You work so hard, tirelessly hard. And we had a blast taking those pictures that Michael Burke did. I put them out on Facebook. That was fun with a bunch of people. We were talking about certain areas it's not a negative thing, because at least we know now areas that are going to be closed that perhaps were open. But that's really good that you've had people out there doing the reconnaissance. Is that what it is, Carl?
Yeah, the people out there have been making the runs already, so that we don't have to take any wrong turns. It is important to say is that we've had to change some of the routes because of the barricades put up by President Obama.
Yes.
And his band of merry Denzians out there.
Yes, you know, we have awesome volunteers who are going above and beyond, making sure that everybody's going to have a great time from the time they pick up registration to go on the guided rides. So as of last night, we were still scrambling, changing Google Map links because of the foreclosures that has taken place. And we can't plan to think that it's going to get resolved between now and Saturday.
No, you've got to plan like it's not going to.
Yeah,
it's, and you know, too many people.
It is, and it's really unfortunate because we had some beautiful spots picked out, you know, for people to kind of relax and enjoy themselves and take in the scenery that we're just not going to have access to. And that's a shame, especially for our out-of-town guests.
Well, it looks like you can go online, right? Where can you register?
You can still register online on the registration link, and then the event schedule has all of the Google Map links. So you can take a look at where we're going and planning your weekend accordingly.
So you go to bigbikeweekend.com.
Yes.
Okay. And your VIP registration is going to get you everything. Actually, it's a really good $85 per person.
Well, no, it's $85 for a couple. Yeah, okay. $55 for a single.
So that's a tremendous, it's all weekend long to get you into everything. It's like you got the gold ribbon for everything, the rides, the buffets, the that's fantastic. What a great weekend of entertainment.
Here's a question coming in from the chat room. How big does a bike have to be in Big Bike Weekend? Or can you just be any bike in Big Bike
Weekend? It has to be highway legal, because there are some areas where we are going to be on I-5 because we have to get back to the Holiday Inn. And so you know what your CC is. So if your bike is highway legal, street bike, dirt bike, a dual sport, you can sign up.
Now, also, this week on Friday and Saturday, you're going to have a number of entertainment types of entertainment here.
Yes.
Including the Oakland Raiderettes.
Yee-hee.
Ooh.
If you're into that.
If you're into that.
If you're into that swimsuit contest.
Sounds great.
Or the professional stunt bike rider, Abraham Field.
He's an awesome rider.
The music. Brad Wilson, the Doug Goodwin Band.
So incredible.
KCD Johnson, Hope Rogers, Remnant. All types of food. Is that correct?
All types of food. So, you know, you were asking earlier about getting involved. Of course, it's a free community event, meaning that unless you're a registered rider, there is no gate admission charge, so come on over. We have a variety of vendors, whatever you want, personal safety, tasers, to Mario and Luigi items for your children. So it's a pretty diversified group.
Okay, and the location of it, you know, when we start talking about it's Hilltop, but where does it start? And it goes, you're taking, it's getting bigger every year.
It is getting bigger, but we received feedback last year, and so we were able to actually condense it all onto the Holiday Inn site and the Red Lion parking lot. So you'll be able to park on the north end. If you are a visitor, a spectator, and you can park on the north side of the Red Lion parking lot, walk over, see Abraham, come on over to the Holiday Inn, watch the motor competition, check out the vendors, some awesome food. We have a lot of food vendors this year, which we didn't have last year. We have bands and music going on outdoors and indoors. So there's a lot of energy. And then we can go over to Bleachers too in the evening because we have some additional bands playing there.
Up and down that street there.
Right.
Places to eat and places to go to. Mm-hmm. What about the, when you say the bands, is there, the bands will be there. Are they going to be inside, outside? Are they going to be inside?
Well, it's on the schedule. So, we do have some bands that are playing we'll have bands playing off and on the outdoor stage until 9:30 at night, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 at night. And then we will have a band playing indoors on Saturday afternoon, which is Chase from Southern California. Hmm. And then in the evening in the restaurant, we're actually going to have the acoustic players, which is KCD Johnson and Hope Rogers. So, and then we can go to Bleachers because we have to shut down at 9:30. There's City of Reading ordinance, noise ordinance, and certainly we want to be good. And you can walk over to Bleachers and then enjoy even more music from Brad Wilson, and who's Friday night, and Mojo Child on Saturday night. So if you're a Doors fan, Mojo Child is, you know, definitely something you would want to check out.
Now, you can get tickets or reserve your packages here by going to bigbikeweekend.com. You can stop by here. These are still good.
Yes.
We've got about 10 or 15 of these left down here at KCNR. You can go by Turtle Bay and get some from the from Bonnie Sharp there, who is at the the welcome spot there. It gives out directions and has all these neat things about Reading and the North State. She has them also. And we're dancing, riding, especially a lot of rides, Remembrance Ride, honoring our public servants, the Veterans Ride that starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yes.
What time does Remembrance Ride start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock mm-hmm. on Friday.
Friday night. Uh-huh.
Anything you can think of out there, you get pins, you get, for people that, are all the pins, is that for everybody that signs up?
Yes.
Okay, anybody that's there gets a pin and that has tickets. Gosh, it's just about everything. Anything from burnouts to ladies only.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think, Connie? I mean, this can have a huge impact on the economy around here.
Yes.
I would imagine. So have y'all been able to capture some of the good things that have happened about the amount of money being spent here?
Well, not necessarily, because when it's free, it's hard to track. You know, when we were at the Civic Center, we could track because there was a gate charge. But there are thousands of people that, you know, will come through the vendors and come through the building, and that's very nice. But I think for the tourism piece of it, it's great that we are having some new people come into town, people from Beverly Hills and San Jose and San Francisco and British Columbia, because those are actuals that we can capture because they're registered. We have their information. So all of these new folks are coming in, and I think that's awesome for our community. So we need to show them as a community a great time, welcome our doors, our businesses, need to make these people feel really welcome. We're planning some wonderful rides for them, so they should be able to have a great time while they're here.
For those people who possibly are last minute and they go, oh yeah, it's Big Bike, we want to come down there. Do you find, can people actually register, for the ride, for the Memorial Ride Friday?
Yes. Yeah, they'll have to do it, they'll have to come down to the Holiday Inn by 5 o'clock because, staging at the airport starts at 5:15. And then it's kickstands up at 6. And because the ride is over an hour long, the police department really needs everybody to be in the queue, ready to go, which means that you come prepared at the Reading Airport with a full tank of gas and an empty bladder.
No pulling over on that one.
There's no services of any kind. So.
And then on Saturday for the Veterans Ride, where does that begin?
That's going to begin at the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
It'll be nice. There'll be lots of nice little turns and nice areas to ride. As you know, Carl, because you have pre-wrote it.
Okay. If you still want to register, we've got to take a break here. If you still want to register, you can come down here and grab it, grab a registration form, go online to bigbikeweekend.com or head on over to Turtle Bay. There's your, registrations get you an event pin. It gets you parking, a chance to win a two-tone or flamed custom paint job from Billy Ooh. Brown Long Hair Collision Works and a Sparks helmet. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. And I'm feeling that I'm yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Bow
gun that was an explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be wild.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hey football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
That's not exactly the sound I was looking for there, Bad Bob, but I know why you did it.
I played the outro.
I know
I
why you
Bruce
did.
Bruce Springsteen.
I know.
You weren't listening.
It wasn't Bruce Springsteen.
The very first break, I played Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
You missed it.
How about the Born to be Wild?
Played that going into the commercials.
I mean, I heard that one.
Yes.
Okay. Connie Grinnell, who is the head of the, she is the leader of the pack. So, do you ride your own bike?
No.
You ride behind?
No.
You ride at all?
No. I'm kidding.
I've seen you.
I have not been on anything that resembles two wheels in probably all of this year. And this weekend's the worst weekend for me because I used to try to go on the Remembrance ride and I haven't been able to do that, but that's okay. We want to make sure everybody has a great time.
So I don't mind. Are you going to go this year?
No, I will be there to help with the staging.
Right.
You know, and I'll watch, I will cheer you on as you go by me.
Yeah, how long has the big bike weekend been going on in the Reading area?
It started in, 2000 was the first one. I actually found my original big bike weekend shirt from the year 2000. I still have it.
We've attended several times, but I remember the very first time in Reading was when when it was over at the Civic, when you had the motorcycle police force competition.
Yes, and that was when...
It wasn't a competition. It was kind of a, what do you want to call
no,
it?
No, it was a competition.
Oh, okay.
We have got to run.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
We
Big Bike Weekend,
Connie Granoles. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got registration here. You know what? Join us this weekend. Veterans Ride is going to be Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a great time, a 40-mile ride with lots of stuff in it. See all of it this weekend starting Friday. We'll talk more about it this week anyway. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl on the Debat, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Americans James Rothman and Randy Shechtman, along with a German-born researcher, have won the 2013 Nobel Prize in Medicine.
We were able to make good progress, rapid progress, in identifying the genes that organize how protein molecules are shipped outside of cells.
That's Randy Shechtman, one of the winners. A Nobel committee cited what it called their discoveries of machinery regulating vesicle traffic, a major transport system in our cells. And scientists hope that the findings will help them to better understand disease cells as well and possibly come up with more cures. Also at SRNnews.com, the cold front that produced nearly 4 feet of snow in South Dakota and hit Nebraska with a tornado could bring some severe weather to parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic today.
We have a line of showers and thunderstorms that extends from central New York down into Northern Virginia, and those thunderstorms are expected to intensify through the morning and afternoon hours.
That's John Hart, a forecaster with the National Weather Service. Also at SRNnews.com, Egyptian security officials say that one army officer and four soldiers were killed today in a drive-by shooting. It happened east of Cairo, and we get more from the BBC's Quentin Somerville.
The violence follows a brutal crackdown in Cairo yesterday when more than 50 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood died as they attempted to make their way to Tahrir Square. Hundreds of Brotherhood followers have been killed by the security forces since their president, Mohamed Morsi, was removed from power.
That's the BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting. Officials say the five were on a patrol in a pickup truck when masked gunmen in a separate vehicle opened fire. Taking a look at the financial markets, it has been slow going so far on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average giving back most of its gains from Friday. In fact, all of them plus some. Right now it's down by about 129 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Blinds.com has taken customer service to the next level. For example, need expert design advice about designer blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes? Call or email anytime. It's free. Want to chat live with a decorator? Again, free. Need to show a design expert the actual windows you're covering using your smartphone or tablet? That's free, too. And as always, get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
The sisters of a woman who was fatally shot by police in Washington, D.C. last week after she tried to ram her car through a White House barrier says she was not delusional. Amy Carey Jones, one of Miriam Carey's sisters, appeared on NBC's Today Show and said the family still has some questions about why lethal force was used against her sister.
Maybe there was some bit of overreaction or some negligence. We don't know. We're still trying to find out. But we just still feel that there was maybe another story than what we're being told.
And they also suggested that the woman had been fleeing danger when she was killed. Valerie Carey said in that interview on NBC's Today Show, perhaps her sister Miriam Carey was afraid and fleeing with her 13-month-old child in her car. Maybe didn't know for sure who the police were when she was had guns pointed at her, and noted that the victim there did not have any gun herself and was not firing at police. At least one death being attributed to the record-breaking snowstorm that hit western South Dakota. That new statistic updated just today. This is SRN News. The average price for a gallon of gasoline has dropped 14 cents over the past 2 weeks.
The past 2 weeks, they fell 14 cents.
to an average $3.38 for regular, and in the past month, they're down 20 cents per gallon.
That's analyst Toby Lundberg, who notes that how much it costs you to drive all depends on where you're living.
The San Francisco Bay Area is the high, $3.88 for regular, and St. Louis is the low, $3.01.
And that's analyst Toby Lundberg, who also notes that the average price nationwide for a gallon of regular unleaded currently stands at $3.38. It's been rough going in the stock markets in this country and overseas, possibly related to the ongoing shutdown in Washington. And according to business analysts, stocks opened today with a lot of struggles overseas related to the U.S. as well, the biggest foreign creditor urging Washington to solve its political dilemma. More details at srnnews.com from Washington. I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Community Talk Radio, your community talk radio station for the North State. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, phone lines here are 605-4567, and it's 5 after 8 this morning on October the 7th. And we have just going to be great weather today. The 47 degrees right now, going up to 79 degrees.
That's right. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor right now with our expert. We love our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, good morning. And Wall Street is lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 94 points at 14,976. The Nasdaq's down 20 at 3,788. And the S&P 500's down 8 at 1,681. Oil's down $1.41 at $102.43 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.69%. Gold's up $12.70 at $1,322, while silver's up a half a buck at $22.25 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 78 cents at 72.02, Pfizer's down a quarter at 28.76, and Cisco Systems is down 3 pennies at 22.98. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because I tell you, with the government shutdown, sequestration, and all the other things going on, you probably like to know what's happening on Wall Street. And they're the people that can help you. Our Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. You want to run that weather past everybody again?
Yes, it's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 79, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 55. The week is going to be fantastic and wonderful as we get ready for Big Bike Weekend and so many other events. Let's get to the phones right now where we have live with us Linda Kent talking about our Monday night meeting. What's happening, Linda?
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you doing this morning?
We're fine, Linda.
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we're going to have Councilman Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd talking.
What are they going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about State of Jefferson and what happened at the City Council meeting.
Oh, that's you mean the vote against to pursue this then, right?
That's correct.
Well, what you should have is what would be interesting if you had Missy, Francie, and Rick on there and asked them.
Yeah, well, I think we're working at that, trying to get them on there. I haven't heard anything about them wanting to attend, so. Oh,
but don't hold your breath. Okay, what time is that tonight?
6 p.m. tonight at 2570 Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship.
Okay, so Gary Cadd, Councilman, Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, and Patrick Jones talking about the State of Jefferson.
You got it.
Okay, Linda, thanks a lot.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You bet. You know what? You know what's better than getting up in the morning, on a Monday morning? How can you get up on a Monday morning? What makes it easier?
Well, especially after you've had pozole, that you made wonderful pozole, and we watched football and needed a rest. It's waking up and knowing that you've that your bones have been rested. And since we had, since we received our sleep number, which was beautifully delivered to our home about 2 months ago, we enjoy sleeping on sleep number every night. And I'm a 45.
Well, I'm a 40 on this. And I tell you, being on sleep number makes a big difference when, on how we sleep. And there's something else, too, is their dual temp. They have a way now, just not so that each of us can sleep with our own number, but a way to keep your bed both cool and warm, separate, on separate sides, just like this. And only Sleep Number has this. And I tell you what, at Sleep Number, you cannot say enough about the quality of the people that wait on you, that help you find the right mattress. And of course, the dual temp. Our sleep now, and at the Sleep Number store right now is the queen size mattresses are on set, or regularly start at $699. You can't say enough about that. Think about it. Your own side, your own sleep number, and then your own temperature now. All out of Sleep Number stores. Sleep Number stores are located in Target Shopping Center. If you look over to behind McDonald's and in the kind of that little mini mart there with Sleep Number, the vitamin shop, and the sub shop right there. In Blimpie's. All there. And you need to stop by, say hello, and find out that true, true sleep number. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about
a subject matter that has affected not, I'm sure, every person in your family and also yourself. You can't tell me that. Well, we'll talk about it when we get back. But we do have the Women's Fund and a forum that's coming up here. Carl and I are members of the Women's Fund. We want you to know more about it, and you can actually find out some great information after this break.
And it's the Women's Fund, but it's what they're sponsoring here about school safety and bullying, and it's so important, including all the way to the department or the California Superintendent of Schools will be here to talk about this. This is how important it is. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join us for the world's largest tailgate party, Johnsonville's Big Taste Grill and Big Bike Weekend. It's bikes and brats at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive in Redding for 3 days. October 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Thunder returns to Hilltop Drive. Riders, go cruising in Shasta County and win over $3,000 in prizes. North Valley Bank is proud to sponsor freestyle street bike stunt shows featuring professional rider Abraham Feld. Abraham will be demonstrating his riding skills several times on Saturday at the Red Lion parking lot. Be sure to also check out Motor Officer's test riding skills in competition, belly dancing and martial arts demonstrations, the Oakland Raiderettes, and a swimsuit contest. New bikes on display, bands throughout the weekend, vendor village and food court. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for registration and event schedule.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning, October the 7th, 47 degrees out there. That thumping sound was the sound of Linda's fist onto my shoulder there, saying, don't push me out of the way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what I like about Orchard Nutrition? Everything.
Everything.
Everything from the deli they have in the store. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They are trying to, they've gotten really involved in the GMO. They've got organic foods. They've got raw foods. They have the Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And they are now having classes there at Orchard Nutrition so people can go in there and learn how to eat healthy and live healthy. Plus, amazing foods for life. Gluten-free that's just started with Vicky. Out of Orchard Nutrition, and is already spread along the coast and is spreading throughout the valley here on a delicious, quick way of fixing gluten-free meals. That's Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141, or they're right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
All right. We have our Women's Fund. We have a group of gals today, a panel, and Christine Schrader, we know that you're here. Why don't you introduce our girls?
Well, I'm going to – thank you very much, Carl and Linda.
We're always girls.
Okay, we're always girls.
Or women.
Well, the Women's Fund collaborated with the County Office of Education, and Heidi Brahms is here this morning to talk about programs that she's working on for this week. And we also collaborated with Susan Wilson at the Youth Violence Prevention Council. And that's who we have here today, and myself representing the Women's Fund.
Well, welcome, and we know that we love the Women's Fund, and there I have Carl became a full-fledged member last year, and personally, I will say that I have attended the forums at the library, and I've learned so very much. Now, we are going to – this month represents Bullying Awareness Month, and you have a couple topics. We think it's so important that we've invited you on today, and there will be another discussion tomorrow. Things for us to look out for. What does bullying actually mean, and what's happening in our school systems, in our community, et cetera?
Right. So actually, why don't I have Heidi start because she has a two-day summit that's going tomorrow and Wednesday for school districts.
Good morning. Yes, this month, October, every year, obviously, is National Bullying Prevention Month. And during that time, schools try to focus on identifying for students what is bullying, working with parents and working with teachers on recognizing bullying and reducing the amount of bullying. So this week, through this collaboration, we thought we'd bring in a number of topics that could address both parents and the students in the schools. So on Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be having our annual Safe Schools trainings. At those trainings, they are meant for teams from schools, and that includes board members, staff, janitors, the school resource officers. We have representatives from the sheriff's office also attending. And we'll be hosting various topics, including how schools can write a safe school plan. Every school is required to have safe school plans, as well as we'll be talking about the gang issues that are here in Reading and how to prevent and or reduce gang violence. We'll also be talking about mental health components because a new law recently passed on incorporating mental health concerns and identification strategies on the part of schools and that process, what that would look like into safe school plans. It hasn't all been put into place yet. That legislation was just recently passed about 2 weeks ago. But that came out of the number of instances that we've all seen that involve many times students or adults with some mental health concerns.
The big thing, well, we're going to have this week, besides, y'all, we kind of flip-flopped the schedule around because of people's availability, but I think it's good to start out this way, talking about what's going to be happening this week. Tomorrow we're going to have the director of all schools in California will be here, and he'll be on our show and talk. And there's some questions we want to talk to him, you know, why is he here on this one, and what, I guess what his beliefs are, what's going on with the school system here in California. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have Wayne Sakamoto, and this is the man that speaks on this, on the bullying and the, on the ability for, to take care of, for our kids. How do we help protect them in the schools? We've had, after we had that tragedy in, Sandy Hook, we had a meeting here. We had a show here with Heidi and Chief Paletti and the, Dr. Patty Bay, talking about what had happened there and prevention in this. And I'm glad to see is that Shasta County has moved forward and is moving forward with trying to help our kids, which is the bottom line. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back into the sessions themselves or what we're talking about with bullying and what parents can look for and what the school is trying to do. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy Monday, October the 7th, 8:24 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, what can I say? They have the most efficient and reliable equipment and staff on the market. And they have a train equipment, and they've chosen that over many years of watching what works and what doesn't. And every job they have that they install, they have an optional 10-year parts and labor warranty available. Martin Graff and his people are just outstanding. They work at our place. They work at Bad Bob's place. And we can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or visit them at homecomfort.org.
Have you ever experienced being bullied or someone in your family being bullied? And I think at a period of time, it really wasn't something that was identified. And we're learning more about that right now. Well, October 10th, the Women's Fund is bringing, there is a noon to 1:15 at the public library, all about preventing bullying, as well as Thursday night, October 10th, looking to really share this with our community from 5:30 to 7:30 at Sequoia School. And this is for all Shasta County parents. It's free appetizers in the cafeteria at the 5:30 program. It begins at 6 in the McLaughlin Auditorium. With us this morning is Susan Wilson, who is with our Youth Violent Prevention, Christine Schrader, and Heidi Brahms. Welcome back to the program, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, what the Linda was bullied when she was in school. I mean, a horrible bullying at one point. And but when does a kid's tease, when did kids teasing each other become bullying? I mean, is there a point where it crosses? Is there a way of knowing that my kid's being bullied, or hey, my kid just needs to toughen up a little bit?
Well, I think that it's not that easy. Bullying is a whole continuum, and it starts when kids are really young. You know, people go, oh, he's only two. He doesn't bully. There are two-year-old bulliers, and there are kids that are 2 years old that are bullied, and it continues through life, because I would venture to say as well that there are adult bullies.
Oh, yeah, there are.
And I think it's important that we remember that. So bullying is a form of youth violence, and that's why the Youth Violence Prevention Council is partnering here. We feel that it's really important that kids, teens especially, recognize being bullied and can be effective in reducing the bullying. Because I'm not sure that it's the school's or the teacher's problem solely. It's not the parents' problem solely, but the kids have to start monitoring their own behavior and deal with it.
I think this is something that as parents and community members that we need to identify, because when the word violence, when you say the word violence, that word conjures up an extremism for many people. When bullying can in fact just be what it is to have a brother or a sister or a larger person that name calls or pushes you out of the way or takes, you know, the first, it starts at the table, you know, you go to bed hungry, or one can go to bed hungry because of, you know, so at the varying degrees of when bullying begins is what we're going to be learning, of course, in these forums, so that it's not like, oh, that's his big brother or that's his big sister. And a reason I that comes up into my mind is because it's a visual, rather as something that is an easier way of probably accepting the word bullying over violence.
I think that you're right there, but I think that we deceive ourselves if we think that bullying has nothing to do with violence. You know, I think it's really important that we look at the continuum, and it can be as quote minor as kids on a playground going, you know, threatening each other in some way. And we take that as part of life. You know, many of us just say about that, he needs to toughen up, or he needs to grow up, or he needs to learn his way in the world, you know. But we have to remember that kids, when they're very young, that's when they acquire these, quote, skills of bullying, or the lack of skills of being bullied. You know, one of the things that we're really interested in working on this weekend is to make sure that, or this week, is to make sure that we also talk about the role of the bystander in bullying. Because we see, you know we have bullies and we know we have kids that are bullied. But what we need to do is help kids become effective bystanders. And instead of sitting there watching, we want kids to intervene and to monitor their own behavior. So that's one of the things that we're after this week.
So the kids can learn to say, you know, hey, this is too much right here. I moved around a lot. My sister and I did because of my dad's job. I mean, 15 times, 5 high schools, 4 years. I can't tell you how many fights I was in, because as a new kid, you had to establish yourself someplace, and it wasn't that you wanted to be the top, but you just, there were people there that needed to have somebody below them. And so you fought. It was much worse on my sister, because I think girls can be worse than boys in many ways when it comes to bullying. You can call it whatever you want, but I think it's just tougher on them.
Right. And, you know, today, well, and I think in our generation, we thought of bullying as kind of a face-to-face thing. But today, bullying has taken on a whole new world. Oh, yeah. You know, today we have cyberbullying and sexting. I mean, we all know about sexting because of different public officials who have done that very thing. And this makes it more complicated. It makes it more difficult for parents to deal with. It makes it more difficult for kids to deal with. It makes it more difficult for schools to deal with. You know, there are laws about bullying, but how do you apply those laws in this new world that we're facing? And sexting is really an important, I mean, not sexting, but cyberbullying is really becoming an important piece of our world.
That's caused, from what I understand, that's resulted in suicides from some people. I've read about it, two or three, including one where a parent got involved with it. Back on the East Coast, if I remember right.
That's correct. And that's why I talk about the continuum from, you know, just a minor sort of little face-to-face to really having a deadly effect.
Well, we have to take a break. We are talking bullying, you know, and if you're listening, 605-4567, if you want to call and share with us, perhaps I'm going to be sharing in a little bit, and we're going to be having, the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about a special forum. The Women's Fund is bringing this to the forefront here, and we're so happy to have our guests. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th, at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the 3rd annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Barr & Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
The prevention of bullying is an important issue. Two free community forums will be presented on Thursday, October 10th. The Women's Fund presents Wayne Sakamoto, Director of School Safety, to address how our community can reduce bullying. The lunch forum is from noon to 1:15 at the Reading Public Library. The evening program begins at 5:30 for all Shasta County parents, school staff, and community members at the Sequoia Middle School. The program is from 6 to 7:30. Registration for the free forums can be made at our website at shastarcf.org and the link to the Women's Fund community forum page.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This is your community talk radio station. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 47 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. There is no bullying in Cypress Square Barbershop. We're all armed. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
And actually it's a great sense of humor. Let's go. Bob, you have something to add in there?
Before the break, Carl said I could go ahead and mention this, and this is a little on the personal side, but it's possibly somebody who has misplaced some of their property. They came to a yard sale my mom was holding on Friday. The gentleman was looking at a dog bed. He got on the phone with his wife, said he had misplaced some stuff. Later in the day, my mom was gathering the things up and found this property had fallen apparently into a crevice on the bed. So if this gentleman, we didn't get his name, he's an older gentleman with a nice white beard, but not a really long one, so it's not Santa Claus, obviously. But he can contact me here at the radio station, and we'll put him in touch with my mom so he can recover his property.
605.
All right, we're taking calls this morning, 605-4567. Our topic is bullying, and the Women's Fund is going to present with Speaker Wayne Sakamoto on Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening. There's a lunch forum and an evening program on what is bullying, and this particular evening event is geared towards parents who are going to focus on what bullying is, what motivates the behavior, what parents can do if their child is the bully, bystander or victim cyberbullying, and what parents can do in terms of prevention, intervention, and working with their schools. We want to welcome back our guests, Susan Wilson, Kristen Schrader, and Heidi Brahms, our experts, and thank you for bringing to our community the attention, and this month is Prevent Bullying Month. Had parents actually come to terms with, yeah, my kid's a bully?
I think that's very tricky. I think that's very hard for parents because I think kids learn bullying from somewhere, and sometimes they learn it from their parents themselves. So actually even recognizing bullying, I think, is a tricky thing. It's difficult for parents. It's difficult for teachers. It's difficult for kids because we have grown up. I mean, if you watch television, there's a lot of bullying going on in television. So as these young people's brains develop, you know, from very little age to teenagers, they wire themselves into that type of interaction with other folks.
Well, I think you can take a look at some of the videos they watch, the games they play.
Exactly.
Even some of the football, when you look at football, maybe not so much at college, but when you get into the pros, there's people in each other's faces. Mm-hmm. And this is acceptable. So the point, I guess the hardest point would be is that you've got kids that are 10 or 12, they're young males, and I'm just talking about from the male side, and they are in that process of identifying who they are. And there is a hierarchy there. At what point does it be, you know, I know this is the hardest question. What point does it become kids being kids and to the point where it's, oh, you know what? This is harmful here. I mean, it must be so difficult. And are the teachers trained to identify that? Or is it something that, I mean, it's so subjective. The teachers have got to, I mean, is there any like, okay, when it reaches this plateau type of thing?
You're so right, Carl. Bullying, one of the tasks on schools in the last few years is to define bullying so that students know when it's bullying and when it's not. Bullying generally is something that occurs in a repeated manner over time. It's also, there's an imbalance of power that has to be there that then would identify it as bullying. And that power can come in the form of a physical power, verbal power, relaying a secret that you've that someone is aware of. And by identifying what bullying is with the students, then the next step is to identify with the parents what bullying is, to teach them what the definitions are. And I know that many of our schools are doing home projects, or not homework, but discussing with parents how to recognize bullying and when to call it bullying. Because if there is bullying going on, there are certain steps the schools are required to do now. The other key, I think, and I just want to again focus on our parent forum on Thursday. We have in the past always trained schools in bullying and safe school strategies, but now we realize that it takes a community-wide effort to lessen and prevent bullying. So that's why we all collaborated to bring this information to parents as well.
Well, it, the three of you being here today, I mean, you're very much into, you know, positive energy and educating the community. That's what you do. That's all of you individually have, it's been your calling. But for those people who perhaps it's generational, their grandfather behaved or grandmother behaved a certain way, so therefore their mother and father behave a certain way, and Thanksgiving's coming up. There are certain people who don't want to be at the Thanksgiving table because they know an uncle or an aunt or a cousin or a brother or sister is going to go back into behavior that's perfectly acceptable within the family unit. How do we teach the parents that their parents or their extended relatives, that is not acceptable? You know, it's like a generational, like, let's have your aha moment to say, what are we going to do this Thanksgiving when that happens?
And that goes back to my bystander discussion a little bit earlier. You know, I think that we need as adults, especially as adults, to be aware of what is appropriate behavior and what is not. But for many families, this is a cultural change. It is not, families run certain ways and it's a cultural change. So the brave people have to step up and say, hey, Let's change the topic. Hey, let's move on to something else. You know, I think, and Heidi addressed this a little bit, I think getting in people's face about bullying is not the way to resolve bullying. You know, what we need to do is divert people, report people. If a student is getting bullied at school, they need to go to an adult. They don't need to fight the battle themselves. And I think the same thing applies in families. Same thing.
Well, we have to take a break, but one of our listeners, or one of our chat room people came in and said, hey, you ever heard of bully beatdown? And what happens is they take a bully from the streets who's been picking on people and they put him in the ring. And somebody just wails on him. And I don't know if it's true or not, but but you're saying is that you shouldn't confront the bully and just, hey, how do you like this type thing?
Well, I think you have to be careful in your confrontation because you don't want to turn around and be the same thing that you're trying to fight. I guess that's when I say don't be careful about confronting the bully. You don't want to be drawn into the activity. You want to change the activity. So
you
a lot
change
of times
the thinking, at least the behavior that when there's people around it, like,
right. So break a cycle is exactly right. So you want to befriend the person that's bullied. You want to defriend the person who's doing the bullying.
Okay, let's take a break there. We'll be right back. We're talking bullying in school, and that there's going to be seminars on Thursday during the day and the evening. And parents, you need to think about coming here. If your child has been bullied, and they're going to talk about, we're going to talk a little bit more about the signs of bullying when we come back. If is this happening to your child? Could your child be afraid to go to school? Are they having so much trepidation? Their grades are going down. They're coming back. They're starting to become withdrawn. It could be that they're being bullied in school or on the internet. We'll be right back.
The world was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange world desire will make foolish people burn.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hey football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
That's right. I learned how to stand up. Get back in your face. Oh, but that's not the right way of doing it. But you know what? frankly, in my opinion, sometimes you do. You know, you can be as nice as you can. You can try to use every way. But if you don't stand up for yourself, somebody's going to just step all over you. But we'll talk about that in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They have their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Yummy, yummy. Give them a call at... Happy. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringWater.com. One of the comments we got from our chat room is, she says, go to an adult. There is large punishment from the other kids for going to an adult sometimes. And we just talked about that during the break. True, would you say?
Well, coming from the school's perspective, that is the safest process for a student to do, because it's really the adults that need to manage it. When an adult becomes aware of a bullying event or an incident, they are now required to take it to the administration, and the school has a process in place through board policy by which to address it. The informant should really be kept anonymous, so that there are no repercussions back to that student. And usually, if it happens over time, there's many observers of bullying events. It's not
It doesn't have to be the kid that's being bullied. It could be anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's right. You know, and the other aspect of this is that, bystanders, the kids that report sometimes need to address the issue of what happened without focusing the attention on the bully. You know, so you establish parameters for behavior with the kids and you remind them of that behavior. And it doesn't always have to go straight back to the bullying person, I think. Makes sense.
Absolutely. And how often do you find in your percentages of perhaps some a child or a person, and now this is just really weird, but we're talking about bullying, of somebody who makes up a story to get somebody in trouble when it's really not that bad?
Yeah, and I've seen instances of that several times, I have to say, where a story is exaggerated or even a story is made up. And that's why we have to be really careful.
Well, I'll share with the listeners my story. I was in seventh grade, and I had to take the bus from school. Mm-hmm. And I had it would have been sexual harassment and major bullying. I was playing saxophone, and I remember we'd have to stop at a couple stops, and the kids would start. They just decided they were going to pick on me. I happened to be the one, and I think I was a cheerleader. I was just getting into what it was to grow into being a young lady, and you're always weird about now you've come from being a kid to a young woman, and they decided to start a chant on the bus with my last name and then use a slur of what that rhymed with. And then they would jump on my body and grab at parts of my body. And the bus driver stood by. And I was in fear every day when that bus stopped, whether I was going to be a target of this. I don't know what you would even call it, but when it would come to, in fact, talking about it now, I get welled up, but I never told my mom. I never told anybody.
Right, and sexual harassment is bullying. I mean, that's a kind of bullying. You know, it's not one that people commonly call bullying, but it is definitely a kind of bullying. And I think it's important for parents especially to remember that bullying, one of the most common times of bullying is middle school. And both of you addressed that when you said, you know, that's the time when you're struggling to set your place in the hierarchy. And how do you do that? I mean, are you a jock? Are you a nerd? Are you a this? Are you a that? And kids really struggle. It's also a major time for brain development in kids. You know, there's brain development when you're very young, 0 to 3, and everybody knows about that because we've got that fairly tucked in our pockets now. But the second time is when kids are going through puberty. And what happens is they have all these brain connections, and their brains are rewiring, basically. And as their brains rewire, they do things. They don't have this connection to what we call the prefrontal lobe or the thinking cognitive part of the brain. They do things that they later regret, many of them. And what we have to do is keep them from repeating those things so often that it becomes a habit that carries them into adulthood.
It's been agreed on. It's been accepted. It's been passed over. You let people get away with it over and over again. And the only thing that happens, fine, now it's a learned behavior.
That's exactly right.
Instead of breaking their little fingers when they do it. Not, of course, literally.
That would be bullying, Carl.
That would be,
no, that would be violence.
That would be correcting, yes. Be correcting. No, I know. I'm just kidding there. You know, the thing too is that, and take just one more quick break, is I want to talk about symptoms. Is your child being bullied? We haven't really talked about that, but they start missing school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And why do they, and then there's other manifestations of this, and especially, and I hate to say this, but if you've got a new kid in school, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Not easy, because besides all those little groups that are in middle school, they've all grown up together for the most part. They've got their cliques. Mm-hmm. They've got their little organizations there. You can call it anything you want. Mm-hmm. But they are formed already. So when a new person comes into school, it could be tough for them.
I remember this well. I moved to Reading when my daughter was 12, and she went to Sequoia School. And she would come home in tears day after day. I have no friends. I don't know anybody. And that makes you really subject. You know, that emotional
vulnerability
makes you really subject to something like bullying. And kids go, "Where'd you come from? How come you're coming in the middle of the year? Did something happen to you? You know, did you get kicked out of your other school? No, we moved 2,000 miles, you know. Yeah. But it's hard when you're a kid to defend yourself in those situations.
It is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of the symptoms and then talk about – we also want to tell everybody again, let everybody know when this is going to be. We have two occasions and what's happening tomorrow and the next day. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tomorrow, our guest will be Tom Torlakson, who is the superintendent of all California schools. Now, he is in town to look at some of our schools because we've got really great schools here, and he's going to go and, I think, be there for awards and this. But we're going to talk to him, have an opportunity to ask him about the schools in California. Where are we going with this? And we have so many laws that have come down lately that are going to have a huge impact on us that it might be interesting to ask him about a couple of these. But today we're talking bullying because this is going to be a class that's going to be held Thursday, both at 1:15 and in the evening at Sequoia Middle School.
That would be the lunch one is at 12.
At 12, okay.
To 1:15.
12 to 1:50 at the library, okay.
Right.
And then one in the evening will be
at McLaughlin Auditorium at Sequoia School.
Right. Susan Wilson is with us, Youth Violence Prevention, Kristen Schrader, and Heidi Brahms from the, of course, our school here, our Shasta County Office of Education. One of the points somebody said was, that when we talk about bullying and we're talking about the online bullying, it says the record searchlight comments often illustrate adult bullying. that comments are made and then attacked by unknown anonymous people.
Right, and the blogs. You see that all the time. And I know many adults who read the blogs. Chief Paletti would be one of them.
Of course.
You know, and he talks about how he has had to develop a really thick skin.
But wouldn't you say, could you say then the Record Searchlight is condoning bullying for this? You would not let it happen. You would not let it happen in school. Would you?
Right. I think more than saying the Record Searchlight is condoning bullying, I'd say our society is condoning bullying.
I think
because we're all into these blogs.
We're accepting this.
Yes,
we are.
We're
accepting this level of disrespect for people.
I think we are.
So there's something wrong there.
Yeah, you know, and we wanted to talk just quickly about cyberbullying. We were talking during the break. You know, I think it's really important to recognize the effect of cyberbullying on our kids. And I see Heidi nodding over there. Cyberbullying, you can bully another person and you don't have to see their face. You don't have to do anything. Heidi?
Right. And I would just like to let parents,
about 30 seconds left, so.
Parents know that if they see their students becoming less engaged in school, less interested in attending school, less interested in seeing their friends, those are key signs that indicate they may be bullied at school or be being bullied through social media, which is becoming very common.
So please join us on Thursday night. We have a session specially for parents, and Wayne will be there to answer their questions. So,
well, Wayne's going to be on our show Wednesday to talk about this too. So we take this really seriously here at KCNR. Safety in our schools, and part of the safety in schools is bullying, is prevention of bullying. So tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have the superintendent of all California schools are on, along with a couple other great guests. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. Some wild weather is making headlines today as parts of South Dakota dig out from under 4 feet of snow. People in the mid-Atlantic are bracing for the possibility of tornadoes. Meteorologist John Hart at NOAA's Storm Prediction Center says a tornado watch, in effect until late this afternoon, covers a wide area from central New York State all the way down into northern Virginia.
There's going to be an area of quite a few reports of severe thunderstorms, such as damaging winds, but unfortunately with this line, the wind shear out ahead of the line is just strong enough. We're concerned a few of those storms could produce at least brief tornadoes.
And numerous schools are closed in western South Dakota because of all of that snow. At least one death is blamed on the snowstorm. The sisters of the Connecticut woman who was fatally shot by police on Capitol Hill last week want more information about her case. They say Miriam